In 1972, a Florida nonprofit group had an ambitious idea that seemed to be win-win. They would create an artificial reef off the coast of Fort Lauderdale out of old tires. It would keep the tires out of landfills and provide a magical undersea habitat for marine life. What could possibly go wrong? Well, as you might imagine, pretty much everything. And now officials are faced with a nearly insurmountable problem, getting all those tires back out of the ocean. William Knuckles is the project coordinator and military liaison for Coastal America, a partnership of federal, state, and local governments. We reached him in Washington, D.C.
Mr. Knuckles, how serious a problem has this tire reef become?
Well, it's been a problem for over 30 years now, it turned out that the tires that were dumped in the ocean for good intentions, as we were hoping to create some marine habitat, turned out to be an awful ecological disaster, where now instead of creating fish habitat, it's destroying the adjacent reefs in southern Florida.
So give me some of the specific problems the tires are causing.
Well, tires, when they're put underwater, or as a tire in your car weighs about 25 pounds, when you put it in the ocean, it only weighs about 2 pounds. So they're pretty easily picked up and moved. And as storms come through southern Florida, hurricanes and other large coastal storms, it picks up groups of these tires and moves them towards shore. The problem with that is that they're placed between the outer two reef lines of a three-reef system. So as they move inshore to the second reef, they beat that reef up, and then they move into the next reef and crash into that one. And then eventually some of them make their way to shore. But along the way, they've caused a lot of destruction.
So whose idea was this, and what were they thinking?
It was actually a project that was jointly approved and participated in by all the same levels of government that are looking at fixing it now. The Broward County in Florida, their state resource agencies, and the federal government in the U.S. all approved this idea initially, but we thought we were going down that road with it being a good thing, to where we'd have more fish habitat, not bad fish habitat. And the same cast of characters now, a whole generation of people later, are looking at fixing the problem of what we created 30 years ago.
So how many tires are we talking about?
Originally, there were up to 2 million that were placed in the ocean. Right now, in this area, right now, we're finding about 1 million that are still there in a large central pile, and those are the ones we'll tackle first.
So they're in a pile? How did they go into the water? Was it just thrown in and spread out, or was there any kind of organization to it originally?
There were some individual tires cast in, as well as some kind of a larger planned effort to where bundles of tires that were thrown in groups that were strapped together. It was a combination of a well-organized kind of central effort to where the bundle tires were placed, but they also invited individual people to come to the dock, grab some tires, take their boat out, and drop them in the pile too. So it was kind of a big celebratory, you know, event originally, because they thought it was going to be a positive affair. It's just now, over time, the bundle tires have the strapping is corroded that held them together, so they're now loose individual tires too, and the whole thing is just kind of a big jiggling mass of rubber that moves back and forth as the waves go by.
And over how large an area does this spread?
About 34 acres.
And it's hindsight is, 2020, but does it not even seem to the people who are trying to fix it now that this really, really was badly conceived?
Yes, and everybody that's involved in the project now kind of scratches their heads and wonders how this was originally permitted. But in the time frame where this started, we were really just doing some of the early work in artificial reefs in the U.S., and there was another decade or so farther along before National Marine Fisheries Service scientists had studied these types of reefs as well as other types of artificial reefs to figure out what works and what doesn't. And this was clearly one of the ones that didn't work. So we've stopped doing these kinds of reefs. These haven't been permitted in years.
Well, that's a good idea to stop doing these kinds of reefs. But the ones that were successful, the ones, for instance, there are ships that have were sunk and they've become reef places where reefs can develop. And those are the ones you consider to be successful?
Correct. We've put ships in as artificial reefs. We've taken surplus military equipment, such as old tanks and other sorts of trucks, and those tend to be heavy and stable, and therefore they don't move around. So other marine organisms encrust on them, and then the fish communities that like to live with those encrusting organisms live close by, and it makes a little ecosystem.
So how do you go about cleaning it up?
Right now we're looking at using some of our military divers who actually already go through training each year that to where they practiced salvaging equipment from the ocean, and we're just tweaking what they're proposing to tweak what they do with their training time, and instead of creating a training exercise for them, we actually have something real for them to pick up, and that'll be how we get the materials to shore, working as a joint kind of Army and Navy joint exercise.
And how long do you think that'll take?
The actual production rate is still a question that's a bit up in the air. I mean, everybody thinks that it's about a three-year operation, but this isn't something you do every day. I mean, nobody has any on-hand experience with picking up a million tires from the ocean, so we're going to have to play it by ear a little bit.
Now, providing you can get a million tires out of the ocean, what do you do with them then?
That's when the next really key partner in this comes into play. That's the Florida Department of Environmental Protection. Those are the guys with some outstanding tire recycling expertise. It's just they're used to doing the land-based side of this stuff, so they kind of needed the marine salvage folks, and the two of those will now be working together so that once these tires come to land, that they're actually going to be reprocessed and find some useful products.
Can you really recycle rubber tires after they've been in under salt water and getting, I'm sure, some barnacles and things have attached to them over 30 years?
Yes, we've been talking to not only the state, but also some private sector companies who do tire recycling. And, initially everybody was quite skeptical, thinking just like what you were proposing, that these are in awful condition and they're full of marine organisms. Well, that's the reason we're pulling them out of the ocean, is because things don't really grow on them very well. So they're not all that encrusted, and they think that they're going to be able to find some useful homes for these.
What goes around comes around. Good to talk to you, Mr. Knuckles.
William Knuckles is the project coordinator for the Coastal America Partnership. We reached him in Washington, D.C.